News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome back in on a Friday. It is another edition of Behind the Badge with the Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office. And joining us, our good friend, Lieutenant Eric Halbach, on the program here this morning. We are going to talk about the county fair. It is almost fair time. It feels like definitely a more normal summer than it did last July, and that's good. And of course, the fair was a little bit modified last year, but the fair back in full effect. Lots of great musical acts. Lots of great fun. And of course, the showing of the animals, a big part of the fair. A lot of folks are interested in seeing that and just taking a walk around, enjoying some family time at the fair. And of course, Sheriff's Office going to be there. They're a part of the, you know, the security and helping things get set up and get things running smoothly at the fair. And we'll talk a little bit about that and more with Lieutenant Halbach here on the program. Eric, thanks for joining us. How are you today?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you taking some time, as always. Fair time, always a fun time, no matter what your involvement in it is. I'm usually there in a working capacity. I'm sure you are, too. But it's fun to be able to just take a walk around and see all the neat things that are happening at the fair, ride some rides, eat some food, see some musical shows. It's a fun time for everybody.
It really is. Like you said, I'm out there working. I'm in a deputy reserve coordinator, so I take care of the security aspects at the Fond du Lac County Fair. So we have lots of good people out there. Always interesting time, though, too.
Yeah, that's for sure. Now, the fair this year is going to be back to kind of a normal sense. I don't want to spend too much time talking about the events, because we'll have more conversations about that, of course, in the coming days and, in fact, next week when the fair is. But when it comes to basics of the fair, what are people going to expect here in 2021?
Well, it starts on Tuesday. They're having a sneak peek with the fireworks show and the bull riding event, and then it goes through Sunday the 18th. So they got, you know, musical acts, different events throughout the week, obviously keep everybody busy. And then, like you said earlier, everyone loves to go and see the animals. That's always a popular attraction for a lot of the families throughout Fond du Lac County, and I'm sure they'll have plenty of them out there, too.
Yeah, it's fun to walk through the barns. I'm not a farm person myself. I always learn something for sure at the Market Livestock Auction, which we do our annual radio broadcast at. People get to see my true knowledge of agriculture when I talk on the air and ask really stupid questions about animals, and I'm sure the kids get a kick of making fun of the old radio guy myself. But great time at the fair. So many great music acts, and it's really neat to see that the music acts and the ones that were scheduled for last year and had to be delayed because of the pandemic, they're all coming back. Some country music, some rock and roll, and of course, great local acts too. And the favorite events like the bull riding and all that stuff. But that's good to see that's back here for 2021 too, right?
It really is. You know, and speaking with Matt Emmel with the Fond du Lac County Fair Board, you know, they were so happy that they were able to rebook every single group that they had last year that wasn't able to come. So, you know, they have their big acts on Thursday. They got the, like you said earlier, that's the country one, the Roots and Boots Electric Throwdown. And then Friday is a real popular Daughtry. And then Saturday they have the Chris Jansen concert. So I know they're really excited. They got a great lineup, and I'm excited for them too. Obviously, we hope a lot of people can come out. As long as they come out, we want them to be safe and, you know, have a good time and make sure that everything's going good out there.
Celebrate responsibly, enjoy the fair responsibly, and you mentioned you're in charge of the deputy reserves, and I know the sheriff's office right there on the main walkway through the fair. People obviously walk by, you know, wave and say hi, and I'm sure from your perspective it's great to, you know, interact with the community. But you mentioned being in charge of the deputy reserves out at the fair and working on security and making things are going smoothly. For folks who are unfamiliar about the deputy reserves, can you tell us a little bit about them and what their role is, not just at the fair, but in the sheriff's office as a whole?
Sure. The deputy reserves, they're part-time employees with the Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office. They're fully sworn deputies, so they have full arrest powers. They drive marked squad cars, but they're our part-time employees. And what they do is they go and they work at the fair. They work at the firemen's picnics. The special, like Ripon, has lots of concerts out there at Barlow Park, Celebrate Will Pond, events like that. It's a special events that where people contract with the sheriff's office for security purposes that we're able to fulfill them with these part-time employees.
And are these former law enforcement officers that are giving back? Are they civilians? A mixture of both categories? Who are these people that are working with the deputy reserves then?
It's a little bit of of everybody, to be honest with you. So some of them are retired officers or deputies from the sheriff's office. There's actually full-time deputies that are also allowed to work deputy reserves if they want a part-time job. They can work the deputy reserves also. And then we do have a few people that years ago, before law enforcement got so specified with the amount of training that you have to have, they were able, you know, you basically people would go into law enforcement, they do it as a part-time job, but they had a full-time job doing something else. So we still have a few people like that, that they're with the association, you know, years ago, and they've been, you know, they've been with us for 20, 30 years. So it's amazing. Actually, the Deputy Reserve, I think, started in 1979 or 78, something like that. So the association, you know, it's 40 some years old. And, you know, back in the day, they actually used to have, you know, 30, 40 people on the association that they had full-time jobs. They worked elsewhere, but they, you know, they did the deputies on the part-time basis for all these events. So it's actually a really neat group of guys and gals.
Yeah, that is pretty cool, and I'm sure the for the ones that are, you know, maybe retired from law enforcement, being able to give back and still be involved in the community and you know, help out in the time of need still and in a summer event kind of capacity, that's pretty cool for them, pretty rewarding experience for them too.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a lot of public relations with deputy reserves. You know, they have to be ready to act at any moment notice. Obviously, today's society that we live in, you know, we never know what's going to happen, especially at some of these larger events, and that's why we're there. But, yeah, it's just getting out there and talking with people. You know, everyone knows Mike Hargrove. He's a retired deputy with us with the sheriff's office. He's still a deputy reserve. And, you know, him walking out, that's a memory 20 years ago when I started at the sheriff's office, and still today I love seeing him walking out there. Handing out his stickers and his tattoos, and he just does a great job, and they all do a great job. I don't want to just single him out, but with that public relations aspect for the sheriff's office.
Generally, the fair, though a pretty well-behaved time. I don't want to obviously cast a negative light on anything, but is the fair obviously a time where there are a lot of issues from a sheriff's office perspective, or is it just kind of more of that public relations, keeping things in check kind of duties when it comes to fair time?
Yeah, during the day, in the early afternoon, obviously, it's a lot of public relations, just talking with the kids, being seen out there. In the evening, some of the bigger concerts, some of the bands, obviously, you know, after people have been consuming alcohol throughout the evening, you know, we may have our problems, but, you know, a lot of that can be resolved with just presence. You know, the guys and gals are constantly walking around, being seen, and, you know, if we see something, you know, we like to try to resolve the solution before it gets, you know, to the point where we have to do something with law enforcement, you know, and just stand around. You know, it's amazing how somebody can be acting up and you can sit there and stand 10 feet away from them and stand there for 10 minutes and their tune changes really quickly. So our presence definitely does a lot on its own.
Very good. Lieutenant Halbach, thanks for the time as always. We'll see you out at the fair next week.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you. You have a good week.